Blog Talk Radio.
The following is for anybody who will listen, who is basically willing to listen and embrace this message, this importance. I am talking to the other side of this line of the show is Organic OK, and this is Comedian Organic OK.
Yeah, this is Comedian Organic OK, and I want those people out there to recognize that we are going to be pinning together different kinds of shows, different towns, different cities, and it's going to be live events. And so one of the things we have to recognize, like one thing I want to say, like I said, thank my co-host, comedian Talk Dude.
Thank you.
You're welcome. One of the things I want to bring to the conversation is, as I deal with the different businesses in the communities, they seem to be acting like they're trying to throw cross-contamination on my success. I said, hold on a second. Do they realize I'm not just talking? Yeah, I realize that my co-host, how many things have you been through?
You tell me. You tell me.
You don't know what you've been through in life?
Oh, I thought you said something else. Never mind. I know what I've been through in life. I've been through so much. I've been through the pain, the ordeal.
Okay.
I know everybody says
okay. They
got their problems.
I want you to not be vain about it, sir. I'm just a comedy reference, not to go into it like a documentary.
Okay, fine. Keep it light.
I'm making a point. I don't want you to take over my point because it just goes in the direction. My point I'm making to y'all is, see, that's noise, right? What I'm telling y'all so much is I've been in capacity of opposition dealing with different types of situations, and the reason that my colleague told me he's going to win, why is he going to win? Because he's organic in his experience, and he's going to win, and we're not going to do too much how he's going to win. It's not important. Not for you. It's important for the viewers to understand. As we go to different cities, as we do with different businesses, as I clean up illegal dumping, as I travel to do stand-up comedy, as we do different presentations on platforms, it's going to be outlets and websites of you finding these things. And as it's happening, business, see, what I tend to do so often is I actually did these things, talk to business, not charge the business, trying to talk to them, trying to do these things. This is what they try to do. They try to cross-contaminate, pollute my time. As a person, understand, in business, once you lose your time, guess what you don't get?
What don't you get? What? Tell me.
You don't get your time back that you already lost, right?
Mm-hmm.
So within this frame, people trying to tell, see, once people think that you're at the bottom, they always try to tell these stories when you're trying to be sincere. But they trying to emotionally and socialized propaganda and capitalism, what your growth is to change. If they truly see how big you're really going to be, they're so bold and so vain, they won't even change their behavior. They just come to you and say, need help. And because how you're going to be naturally, you want to help them. But that's what no one gets tired of. No one gets tired of the bottom being the bottom. They get tired of the top freeing the bottom. And the thing is, as you open up a drink, you open it up, and you're freeing the bottom. You know why?
Why?
Because the bottom is where your thirst is going to end. Hopefully, it's enough there for you, right?
Hopefully. Hopefully. I'm praying. I pray.
Yeah, so as I travel around and do the organic approach, you will find out a lot of this stuff is going to end up, what's going to end up like? It's going to end up about us doing stand-up comedy. It's going to end up about talking about his experience in life. It's going to be on his platform. And guess what's going to happen at that point?
What?
They're not going to be able to get your time and have to pay for it. And guess what's going to happen?
What?
They ain't going to be able to afford it.
Dang.
And at that point, you want to – look at this. How many people out there disabled? How many people that have truly been connected to relatives and personally disabled can't afford their bill? How high is hospital bill? How high is the disability resources that it needs for a person disabled to be comfortable. Do you know? It's expensive, right?
Oh, yeah.
How expensive it is for you to truly go place you want to go, get the treatment you need to get, be truly, you know, enlightened. Is it expensive or not? So I'm talking to my colleague got amnesia. I'm asking him a question. He's like, not even answering my question. I said what I said, and there was a question.
I'm sorry, I was blanking out there. I was just...
Okay, don't worry about it. You blank out on your own free time. Back to my point I'm trying to make. You must understand, as comedian organic, I am organically passionate about what I do.
Yeah.
Isn't that right?
Yeah, I've seen it. I've watched
it. I'm passionate on what I do, and the things that you desire, I have just as much desire as you have in trying to manipulate my time like your opposition in life is so much more important than mine for you to waste my time. How does it feel, comedian talk, do with somebody to waste your time and how many things you had to wait in line and be oppositional, undermined? How does that really feel, someone waste your time and just say that they don't have to appreciate your time?
Have I been a waste? That's the last thing I want to be. I don't want to do none of that. I don't want to waste.
I said people, listen to what I'm saying, sir. People waste your time because they think because you're disabled that they can waste your time. Tell them people that you don't want your time wasted regardless of what you're going through in life. Come on now. Can you speak?
Okay, I'll speak. I think I've seen some of that. I've been a victim of that.
That's enough. You're wasting time. You're not getting to the point. We don't got luxury time to go on about. I just want to give you a highlight for people to understand what your experience is. Your experience that you're going through, we don't need a long time for people to just waste your time. And people got to understand, appreciate, and when you come to do comedy, stand-up comedy, guess what that means?
What does it mean?
That means that it's an organic privilege. It's an organic receive. You're receiving them because as fans, you're nothing like the fans, right?
Absolutely. But I mean, they make your career. I mean, without it, you're just some random person screaming to no one. No one's hearing. No one's watching.
Sorry,
you need the world to pay attention.
That's up to be boring the story down. It's like if I had a cup of Kool-Aid, and you stole 6,000 pounds of water over, you water my point down. Get the point off your tongue, and let me finish my point I'm making.
I just did.
No, you didn't. You took too long. So, everyone, I must move to the slide. I must actually do something now. I'm going to let him talk for how long he needs to talk. Hopefully, whatever he's going to say is going to be meaningful to the point.
I want to be part of this whole expedition, this whole sort of desire to do all these shows personally and give to the community and get back. I look forward to basically finding a way to connect and embrace. One of the best things about doing things like this is that you sort of connect with other people. It's what you do. You just sort of basically, we're all connected. That's something that becomes a big success. That's something people like. It's something people are connected to. And I want to do this. I want to basically make a point on
you're numbering down people's responsibility to not compromise your opportunity as you're moving through. You're not saying that. You must be clear about, on a bigger scale, it's about not being compromised. It's like if someone's helping you on the stage, do you want them to do that? No, you don't.
No.
So you use the same expression on a big stage. You don't have the luxury for people just to listen to you because you bored them to death. You know, you talk to them on a purpose. I'm talking to them like you're a guest. This is a part of your program. Don't be nervous to talk to the people. Because they don't be nervous to tell you what they don't like about you. So don't be nervous on saying what you truly feel. Facts. Now, normally, when I talk, and I stop talking for 15, 20 seconds, you should understand how to transition. Because you're not doing that, that's what I'm going to do for you tonight.
No, I already know.
I'm about to farewell you good night, sir, and get off my line. Thank you.
All right, good night. I'll get off.
Yeah, this is...